It can be especially difficult when the person who's mentally ill is one of the closest people to you. Carol Pecorini talks about what it was like to grow up with a mother who suffered from mental illness. She was interviewed by her husband, Francisco Pecorini, and daughter, Shalon Bridges, about her mother's case of Huntington's disease inside the San Francisco StoryCorps booth.
How old were you when your mom started getting sick? What's your first memory of that?
Probably eight.
That's a little.
And then... You know, it wasn't too bad. Maybe it was sort of in the background. It would get worse every once in a while, but it was in the background until maybe about 10. And then from 10 to 13, it really escalated. By the time I was 13, she ended up being hospitalized. She would all of a sudden have these total meltdowns where she would be crying and saying all kinds of things that were, like, really scary. And she'd go down, like, some of the places we lived had basements, and she would go down in the basement and say she was never coming up. And it would just be kind of bizarre. And it was very frightening. Well, it all sort of came to a head. She just became really out of control, and she was running into neighbors' homes and hiding under their beds. I mean, it was just horrendous. She beat me up. She would get into these states where she would say children are like animals and they should be beaten, and you know, so she would hit me with hairbrushes or grab my hair and bang my head on the floor with my hair, and just it would kind of erupt out of nowhere, so you never quite saw it coming. And it just upset me so much that I confronted my dad. I was just so upset.
Did he take her to an institution then?
Yeah, we went to the University of Washington. Mm-hmm. And then they hospitalized her. He had to go through a court proceeding, and he had to have her admitted into it was a mental hospital that she was admitted into.
Did she ever come out?
He kept bringing her out. And then it would go through the whole thing all over again. And my dad was still traveling a lot then. And so I'd be left to sort of try to help everything stay together. And I don't think he was trying so hard for it to be okay that I think it took him a long time before he really realized how much he was going to have to deal with the fact that she was not going to get better. So I was kind of the one on the home front trying to manage all this. And it was pretty, you know, I mean, it went from everything like she would drop him off at the airport when he was going to fly, the military airport. And then she would get lost. She wouldn't know how to find our way home. So we would spend an entire day wandering around Maryland looking for our town and how to get home. I think I must have really started learning how to read maps about that. I have a great fondness for being the navigator and reading maps, and I think it may have gotten fueled by the necessity of it all. It was rough. And, you know, I don't know. But somehow there was just something alive in me that I never lost that.